KBOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, Country 101.7, Mix 104.9. And we do have a severe weather update. Chuck Samples in the 24-hour KBOE newsroom. Chuck?
Ron, we do have now a tornado warning, which has been issued for southwest Lyon County that goes until 9:30 here this evening. This is the same really general area of the severe thunderstorm warning, which was just issued here for rural areas of Lyon County southwest of Emporia until 9:30 here this evening. So again, tornado warning, which is underway now until 9:30 tonight. So this is the next 27, 28 minutes just to the southwest of Emporia and then down to the Greenwood County line. We encourage you right now to take cover. Take cover now, again, in southwestern Lyon County, essentially from just southwest of Americas, just south of Americas, just west of Emporia. Plymouth, you're included in this. Right down to the Greenwood County line. Be sure to take cover now. And we do mean basically your areas that are safe spots. Be sure to move it into an interior room on the lowest floor of a building if you can. If you can't, get to an area in the interior. A bathroom is usually a good place to be. And we do have this concern right now coming in from the National Weather Service. The severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado essentially located 10 miles to the east of Cottonwood Falls, moving due south at about 20 miles per hour. So this is a radar-indicated rotation, but you should treat this as you would a confirmed report from a severe weather spotter, also a National Weather Service, like a county deputy, an emergency management official. This is as valid as you would see ground truth information coming in. So this is radar indicated, but we do have a tornado warning southwest Lyon County until 9:30 here tonight. This warning also for those of you traveling on the Kansas Turnpike does involve the turnpike between the Lyon Chase County line at mile marker 116 and mile marker 121. Be sure to avoid windows. If you are outdoors, say in a mobile home, say if you are in a vehicle, you need to get to your closest substantial shelter and be sure to protect yourself, specifically your head, but if everything else if you can, from flying debris. Tornado warning in effect right now for southwestern Lyon County. This goes until 9:30 tonight. This does, again, involve areas which are just south of Americas, just west of Emporia, straight south to the Lyon-Greenwood County line. KVOE's WeatherTap.com radar as we get the latest update here, and it looks like now this is going to be a new tornado warning, which is on the west side of the county line and also involving southeastern Chase County as well. We're going to go ahead and get that pulled up. But this does include right now Chase and Greenwood counties until 9:45 here tonight. This is a new tornado warning, and we have now tornado warnings which are up on right now the Lyon Chase County side of the line and then far northern Greenwood County, which is involved here until 9:45 here tonight. Severe thunderstorm, which is capable of producing a tornado, is officially 9 miles to the east of Cottonwood Falls, moving to the south at 25 to 30 miles per hour. Besides the radar-indicated rotation here at the low levels of this particular complex, this also involves a possibility of hail to the size of half dollars. So we're looking at potential for a tornado, inch and a quarter sized hail top end here with this. Flying debris will be dangerous, as you can imagine, for those caught without shelter. Mobile homes are not good places to be, and you are looking at damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles, and tree damage here likely. This particular warning box here on the Chase County side of the line does include Saffordville, so please keep that in mind. Tornado warning, again, right now on both sides of the Lyon-Chase County line, west of Emporia, and essentially between Emporia and Strong City Cottonwood Falls. You're looking at rural areas aside from Saffordville and Plymouth that are involved with these particular warning areas, but the Lyon County side of the line goes until 9:30 here tonight. The Chase / northern Greenwood portion of this warning goes until 9:45 here this evening. And KVOE's WeatherTap.com radar does indicate right now, as these two thunderstorm complexes continue merging, looks to be a little bit of an inflow notch northeast of Cottonwood Falls, which is moving almost due south into the Chase County side of the warning box. And this is moving to the south at about 25 to 30 miles per hour. Further to the northwest from there, we're watching a couple of different interaction points up around the northern end of the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve. The back end of the thunderstorm complex actually is moving along the 56 Highway Corridor from Bushong to Council Grove and out towards Harrington. So it's not going to be here very long with this complex moving through, but we do have two tornado warnings in effect. These are radar indicated, but again, you need to treat these as if these were confirmed ground truth and tornadic activity on the ground. 9:15 tonight for southwestern Lyon County, 9:30 here tonight for southwestern Lyon County, 9:45 tonight for Chase and northwest Greenwood counties. There are still the severe thunderstorm warnings for southwestern Lyon County until 9:30, Chase County until 9:15, and then northwestern Lyon and central to southern Morris County, which goes until 9:15 this evening as well. So this particular thunderstorm complex looks like it is starting to reorganize and repower itself after maybe spinning down just a little bit. But right now, as it gets through central Lyon County and then further to the west across central portions of Chase County, this does look like it is starting to reorganize here as it continues to merge. And it does look like we have some rotation with this. We have seen a number of photos coming in here from several of our KVOE listeners and also our storm team spotters with some notable low-level rotation. Well, there's nothing right now that is at ground level, but some notable low-level rotation as the storm has moved right now just west of Emporia with the core side of it. Tornado warnings continue right now again for southwestern Lyon County, also southeastern Chase County, and northwestern Greenwood County. Lyon County's warning goes until 9:30. Chase and Greenwood County's warning goes until 9:45. We don't have anything at this point in time that is confirmed as far as tornadic activity at this stage of the game, but again, treat this as you would a tornado confirmed on the ground. You do need to be in your lowest levels, away from windows. You need to be in a central place in the lowest level. If you're outdoors, again, in a mobile home, say you're in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and be sure to protect yourself, especially your head, from flying debris. But the key thing is now, make sure that your severe weather plan has not only been in place, but you're ready for it. Move to those basements. Move to those interior rooms on the lowest floor of your sturdy buildings. Avoid windows. Take cover now. If you've got time, be sure to bring, say, blankets or pillows to make sure that your head's covered. And again, it's not a time for panic, but it is a time for action right now. Once again, we do have a lot of different warnings that are up at this stage. Getting some video right now from Sherry Crisp on my Facebook page, which is indicating some extremely heavy cloud-to-ground lightning from about 30 minutes ago, but also showing some low-level striations, which could lead to rotation, but nothing as far as an actual confirmed tornado is concerned. We still do have the tornado warning as underway for, again, Lyon County. This is southwestern Lyon County, just west of Emporia, the golf course, the municipal airport, not included. Olpe, not included, but it's all rural areas just southwest at this point. That goes until 9:30 here tonight. The tornado warning also continues for Chase and Greenwood County, specifically southeast Chase, and then far north Greenwood County until 9:45 here this evening. This particular thunderstorm, really, again, capable of producing a tornado 12 miles to the west of Olpe, 13 miles west of Madison, moving to the south at 30 miles per hour.
And what do we have near Bazaar right now, Chuck? Because I just received a phone call. You know, there are a lot of people leaving, you know, exiting the Symphony in the Flint Hills, which was called a couple of hours ago, but
right.
But we have hundreds and hundreds of vehicles near Bazaar leaving right now.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we've got heavy rain that's coming, and it does look like we're going to see some potentially hail that's going to be moving straight down K-177. The heaviest rainfall now is just north of Bazaar, and essentially between the Strong City Cottonwood Falls area and Bazaar at this point in time. And then there's also a hail corridor, which looks like it's started to form right on top of Strong City and Cottonwood Falls, moving down K-177. Again, these are north-to-south thunderstorms. This is, to a degree, this is the typical summer pattern that we have, which is generally speaking northwest to southeast, is the thunderstorm flow. Earlier in the season, you see that thunderstorm flow from southwest to northeast, but now we're in the summer pattern here, so this is riding that and almost a due north-to-south motion, and unfortunately, what appears to be the heaviest rainfall and quite possibly hail is right now on K-177 in Strong City and Cottonwood Falls and moving due south into the Bazaar area. There is very heavy rainfall, which is going to be coming here for those of folks that are in that particular area of Chase County near Irma's Pasture. And
well, there's obviously wondering about tornadic activity,
right,
and the warnings that are issued because,
right,
you know, the amount of vehicles leaving right now are in the thousands.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, talking about 5,000 to 7,000 people, yeah, who are on site there. The warning is just east of that area. The warning does not include Bazaar or Irma's Pasture, but unfortunately, it's close. So you have to at least keep that in mind right now with everybody that's leaving the Symphony and the Flint Hills site. And again, right now, there has been no confirmation of any rotation down at ground level with this thunderstorm as it's pushed into east central Kansas, whether it's been Morris, now Lyon, or Chase counties. It's been all right now the low-level cloud-based rotation, which is, I think, triggered things at this point in time for those two warnings. No warning for Bazaar at this point in time, and we'll definitely be watching that if they decide to shift that a little bit further to the west. But right now, the warning is east of Bazaar. It's east of Irma's Pasture, where the Symphony and the Flint Hills site is. But there's a lot of heavy rain and likely some hail, borderline quarter size, or maybe even a little bit bigger than that, that's coming those folks' way. So folks, especially that are not to their vehicles yet, and at this point in time also, who are say, volunteers that are out in the open, you're going to have to boogie and find some shelter here fairly soon within the next 5 to 10 minutes because it looks like the rainfall is really starting to pick up. It looks like the hail core also near Cottonwood Falls and looking at south of Plymouth is another one. So there look like there's two separate areas with extremely heavy rainfall and also quite possibly some larger hail that are included here at this particular point in time.
Okay, so again, the latest warnings that are out there. We do have a tornado warning southwestern Lyon County, east central Kansas until 9:30. We're nearing the end of that, but this was a radar-indicated thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. That was as of just after 9 o'clock, 10 miles east of Cottonwood Falls, moving south at 20 miles per hour. And as Chuck was alluding to, the tornado warning in effect for southeastern Chase County and northern Greenwood County. This will be in effect until 9:45, and this was radar indicated rotation. And again, about 9 miles east of Cottonwood Falls, moving to the south, that at 30 miles per hour.
Just got a report of quarter-sized hail in Plymouth here as of about 10 to 15 minutes ago. So that's going up here to the folks at the National Weather Service in Topeka as this particular thunderstorm pushes off to the south. We still do have these tornado warnings in place as the thunderstorm. The good news here with this warning update that just came down from the Weather Service out of Wichita is the polygon has been trimmed down south a little bit. So that does reflect that the potential for tornadic activity is clear of Saffordville, it's clear of Plymouth, not quite clear of Bazaar, even though Bazaar is just west of the warning box. We want to just keep folks in mind that that is you know, the thunderstorm itself is right now almost on top of Bazaar with the heaviest activity, so please keep that in mind. And as we look at weathertap.com radar, Emporia is on the back side of this thunderstorm, yeah, complex now, and the back side really goes almost due west along U.S. Highway 50 to the Lyon Chase County line. There's actually a little bit more activity, very heavy rainfall, which pushes up towards the Chase Morris County line, and then further to the west southwest as you get towards, say, Elmdale, Clemens, Cedar Point, and Florence, and then further out there from there. We do have, okay, a 60 mile an hour wind gust 4 miles northwest of Florence that's on the Marion side of the Chase County line, and we are starting to see a little bit further westward buildup of this particular thunderstorm out of the KVUE listening area, but that is a little bit notable because it looks like this thunderstorm may be starting to strengthen a little bit, not only in the center, specifically Cottonwood Falls to Bazaar right now, but further to the west, starting to back build and start maybe adding a little bit stronger activity further to the west out of the KVUE listening area right now. And
but again, a tornado warning remains in effect,
yep,
until 9:30 for southwestern Lyon County. Just a few minutes ago, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado about 9 miles west of Olpe, moving south at 20 miles per hour. So again, just a few minutes ago, about 9 miles west of Olpe, moving south. But again, this warning, tornado warning, in effect until 9:30.